And now for the big moment, let's connect to the internet, in this case, Wi-Fi. I can press the letter W since I'm in the main options menu. I can use .forward or spacebar to get to Wi-Fi and press enter. Either way is fine. I'm lazy, so I'm going to hit W.
Wi-Fi menu opened.
So here's the Wi-Fi menu. Let's hit space.
Add network. Shortcut is a.
Add network, which is what we want, but let's see what else we have.
Switch network. Shortcut is S.
Switch network.
Add network. Shortcut is a.
So we have add network and switch network. So let's add a network by pressing the letter A.
Discovering visible Wi-Fi networks.
All right, so
Cloginate, 99, WPA1, WPA2.
All right, so that didn't take terribly long. When we were told that the BT Speak was searching, I also felt some brief vibrations from the unit as sort of a progress indicator that something was happening. As you heard, that didn't last very long. So now that we have the networks, we can use dots 1 and 4 cords to move through them and find the one we want to connect to. So we heard 1. Let's see what else we have here.
Emila, 82, WPA2.
So we're hearing the name of the network, the signal strength, in which case this one is 82%, and the type of network that it's using, WPA2 in this case.
Jocelynet, 67, WPA1, WPA2. Emila, 65, WPA2. Xfinity Mobile, 65, WPA2, 802.1X.
So there's a lot of networks here. The one that I want to connect to is actually closer to the beginning of the list, so rather than going all the way back to the top manually, let's go the short way, .123 cord.
Cloginate, 99, WPA1, WPA2.
And that's not the one I want.
Emila, 82,
let's do .4 cord.
Jocelynet, 67, WPA1, WPA2.
All right, here's the network that I want to connect to. So once you find yours, press enter or .8. If your network requires a password, which most do, you will be prompted for that. Now, this is one reason that I still keep my BT Speak set to computer braille. I find it less error prone to type things like passwords that require exact characters. Some braille tables don't translate things as well as others do. Unified English Braille is pretty good about it. If you are set to computer braille, here's a couple of tips before we press enter to type our password. Your letters A through Z are all the same as literary braille. The only difference is nothing is contracted, so everything is spelled out. If you need to type a capital letter, you want to hold .7 while pressing the dots for the letter itself. So if I needed to make a capital A, I would hold .7 and type .1. A B would be .7 and .12, and so on. If I need to type a number, they will all be entered in the lower dots of the cell. So think of them as lower A through lower J. An exclamation point is dots 2, 3, 4, and 6. The period is dots 4, 6. The percent sign is dots 1, 4, 6. And the at sign is dot 7 along with dot 4. And yes, I realize that was probably a lot. If you need a reference to that, we do include information on how to type all of these computer braille symbols in the help index. Okay, we are still at the Wi-Fi prompt. I have the network selected to which I want to connect. So I'm going to press .8 or enter.
Password.
We were asked for the password, and I feel those status pulses on my BT Speak. So I'm going to type that now. And notice you don't hear anything as you type the password. This is a convention of Linux operating systems in general. All right, so my password has been entered. I'm going to press .8 and see if we can get online.
Password. Why now connected to Jocelynet.
And we hear we are now connected to Jocelynet, which is the name of the network here. I'm done here, so we will do Z chord again.
Wi-Fi. Shortcut is W.
To get back to Wi-Fi,